Well, there's been a rush of, you could say, good news on the harness racing scene lately on both sides of the border. Earlier this week, we had the news concerning the subsidies to the Meadowlands. But I find this next story even more exciting because it talks about a resurgence of betting activity on horse racing here in Canada on its own by the players. No subsidies, none of that. An individual who is rather happy about that is the president of Horse Racing New Brunswick and one of the newest directors of Standardbred Canada, Bob Roach. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thanks, Norm, and thanks for the opportunity to let the rest of the harness racing world know that racing is alive in New Brunswick and showing some increases.
Yeah, tell us about that. You were saying that the total handle is substantially up.
Well, the handle is up, Norm, which is contrary to the trends, especially in Canada. We're up 2.5% in 2010, but what's really exciting is our Fredericton coaster site, which was just recently renovated, is up 53%. Dieppe simulcast is up 38%. So fantastic numbers in two locations that we've recently renovated. Unfortunately, our St. John handle is down 17%, and that's why we account for just a 2.5% mm-hmm. increase.
Where are most of those betting dollars going? Would it be mostly thoroughbred? Would it be Meadowlands, WEG? Is there a split on that?
I would say the biggest increases would be WEG and thoroughbred racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Meadowlands not really big in the picture?
No, not as much as it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Our bettors have moved to Chester and to Yonkers.
What would be the reason for that? Is it more to do with the incentives to bet, whether it's takeout or whatever the case may be?
That's a hard one. I would say it. We have half mile racing down here,
mm-hmm.
and I really think they're attracted to the half mile tracks like Yonkers.
That would make a lot of sense. And, you know, it's exciting to watch the big track racing, be it a mile or 7/8 or even 5/8, but when you're watching live racing, you're never closer to the action like you are in a half mile track. Let's talk about live racing in New Brunswick.
Everything in New Brunswick, currently we have live racing in St. John,
mm-hmm.
Fredericton, and we also operate a fair in Woodstock, three race cards a year.
Yeah.
So we have 56 live dates slotted for 2011, and we had an executive meeting on Monday night of Horse Racing New Brunswick, and we will have a purse increase.
Oh, wonderful. And that's attributable to what? VLTs at the tracks?
VLTs and also the increase in bet, and we have some new initiatives that we think in 2011 will result in substantial cost savings for Horse Racing New Brunswick.
Let's talk about that.
Well, first, Norm, our first priority for New Brunswick is we need a grandstand in St. John and we need improvements to the facilities.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly recognize that in St. John, our facility is just not up to standard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working hard to work with some partners to improve the facility. But while that may take a fair amount of time, we're not standing still. In December, we opened a new teletheater in St. Andrews, New Brunswick. Early in 2011, before April, we will have another teletheater in Woodstock, New Brunswick, and so we're really trying to make horse racing more accessible for the betting public. We have committed our live product in the state of Maine. We will be simulcasting into Bangor, and currently St. John's, Newfoundland is importing our live product.
St. John, you mentioned, is due for some renovations. Who are you partnering with? Is it government? Is it the Lottery Corporation, private investors?
One of them. One Norm, of them. I can't answer
okay.
that question.
All right. Well, you know, I can't blame a guy for trying.
Sorry, Norm. And you're not the first one to answer, ask that question.
It's exciting stuff to know that things are moving forward. I think New Brunswick's predicament is not a heck of a lot different than that of a lot of other tracks, say in Ontario, that in some of the smaller markets didn't keep up with the times. And I won't mention names, but there are a couple of places that, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Sire Stakes activity in New Brunswick. What's the state of that? What's the program like over there?
The Atlantic Sire Stakes is really the backbone of racing in the Maritimes. It's still strong. We have commitments from the government with the program, so it's really what's kept racing alive in the last few years. The light at the end of the tunnel has always been, well, we've got some young horses, and we're hoping for a great year in the stakes program.
I guess what I see as the biggest positive here is that, okay, handle is up on off-track betting. A lot of it's on standard bred. It would seem that it's just a matter of time until, for example, St. John gets its, you know, newer grandstand and facilities upgraded, that we start seeing a bit of a resurgence. Is that a logical progression to assume?
Yes, it is, and we're seeing an influx of new owners. We're seeing we've had a number of Quebec horsemen move to our area, and of course they've brought a number of Quebec horses and Ontario horses with them, and they've brought contacts for some of our people that have been able to make some purchases, especially in the Rideau area. We seem to have a lot of horses that have come out of that area. So we also stream our live races on the web at hrnb.ca. And we've had opportunities all over Canada, people watching from Texas, Florida. As a matter of fact, just recently we had a request from the Rideau area asking when they could bet on our live product.
So, oh, that's good news.
So, Norm, I'll put a plug in. We do stream. We offer it to any track that's interested. And most importantly, it's free.
Well, the Maritimes in general have always been a bedrock of harness racing, and like so many other jurisdictions, we've fallen on leaner times, but, you know, the base is still there, and all we have to do is keep building on that base. Fantastic news. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, and again, thank you for the opportunity to let everyone know that we're live. We'll be back racing live April 2nd. And we look forward here in New Brunswick to a great season in 2011.
Bob Roach, president of Horse Racing New Brunswick and the newest director of Standard Bred Canada, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.